Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing.
Good morning. As we have warned, soaring debt is a growing risk to global financial and economic stability. 51 years ago, total global debt was $4 trillion. But once the U.S. government stopped redeeming U.S. currency from foreign governments for physical gold, worldwide inflation of the money supply, financed by debt, took off. 20 years ago, global debt topped $100 trillion. It has since accelerated to more than $300 trillion, more than 75 times what it was in 1971. However, the recent total of $300 trillion in debt is not the entire total of what is owed. You have to add government unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care, Social Security, Medicare, and similar programs. Just in America, that adds another $100 trillion in debt. Then you also need to add massive quantities owed for derivatives that will inevitably default. By the end of this decade, Egon von Greyers of Matterhorn Asset Management in Switzerland calculates that global debt, unfunded liabilities, and potential amounts owed on derivatives contracts could total $3 quadrillion. Derivative contracts today are so widely traded that almost every financial transaction worldwide affects one or more derivatives contract. Stock and bond funds worldwide trade derivatives. In fact, many don't even physically own the stocks or bonds in which they claim to be invested. Instead, they own synthetic instruments of derivative contracts virtually representing these stocks and bonds. Every derivatives contract includes an interest element, which is why banks and brokerages are happy to make money trading them. But when stock and bond prices are volatile, derivative contracts can default. In recent weeks, the Bank of England had to support British pension funds and the financial system by buying back $65 billion of government bonds. In just the past 3 weeks, the Federal Reserve Bank has provided $11 billion to the Swiss National Bank to prop up 17 Swiss banks at risk of major losses. At the current rate of losses on derivatives contracts, how much longer might it take for the worldwide financial system to risk a complete collapse? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Tom Coulson, General Manager of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.